Today, February 23rd, is the feast day of St. Polycarp, bishop and martyr. He was the bishop of Smyrna, which is modern-day Turkey. And St. Polycarp is unique because he was a disciple of St. John the Evangelist. So here we have, through him, a direct link back to an apostle ordained by Christ himself. And then a disciple of Polycarp was St. Irenaeus, who again, one of the fathers of the church. So St. Polycarp, it's believed, was born about 60 AD, died martyred in the year 155 AD. So he was a very well-beloved, highly venerated bishop and martyr of the early church. When St. Ignatius of Antioch was being led to his martyrdom in Rome, they stopped by certain places. The ship pulled into port at certain places, and it stopped in Smyrna. And the historical account is that St. Polycarp went and met with Ignatius of Antioch and kissed his chains and was given a blessing by Ignatius. And in one of the letters that Ignatius wrote, he entrusted the Diocese of Antioch to the Bishop Polycarp to be the pastor of this diocese. We also know from history that St. Polycarp went to Rome to meet with the Holy Father, Pope Anicetus, to discuss the date of Easter. As you know, the East and West have always celebrated the feast day of Easter on different days. And so the meeting took place between St. Polycarp and the Pope, and they discussed all the options of where to have Easter, and they agreed to disagree. They decided to leave it the way it was and let somebody else sort it out later. Later on, we know that Marcus Aurelius, you've heard of him, the philosopher, he was also a very brutal and fierce anti-Christian Roman emperor, began a violent persecution against Christians throughout Asia. He insisted that they offer incense to Caesar, that they revile Christ, and those who would not do this would be put to death. And so Polycarp, because he refused to offer incense to the gods and refused to deny Christ, he was taken to a stadium and set on fire. He was burned alive in front of a crowd of thousands of people. And also he was pierced by the sword during his martyrdom as he was burning to death. Well, this beloved bishop, his relics were then taken. You know, the Christians came and gave him a proper burial. So he was known for his gentleness, his kindness, and very beloved by the people. Before his martyrdom, again, they tried to have him renounce Christ, and he said, "For 86 years I have served him, and he has done me no wrong. How can I blaspheme my King and Savior now?" So St. Polycarp went to his death. Here he was, age 86, burned at the stake for believing in Jesus Christ. So he was that good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. In a few moments, I'll give you a blessing with the relic of St. Polycarp. I think one thing we should remember about his life is that he is what's called an apostolic father. He is a link from the apostles to the fathers of the church, to people like Irenaeus and Cyril of Alexandria, and to St. Augustine, St. Jerome, the great doctors and fathers of the church. But St. Polycarp, again, is a link back from all the way back to the apostles. And I think what's very important here is that it was reading the writings of people like St. Polycarp, Ignatius of Antioch, Cyril of Alexandria, that people like Scott Hahn and these other Protestant ministers have become Catholic. See, as evangelical Protestants, they were misled to think that the early church was Protestant, very evangelical. They did not think the early church was Catholic in its teachings about the Eucharist, about Mary, about the saints, about praying for the dead, about confession. And what happens is when these Protestant ministers, like Marcus Grodi and Jeff Cavins and Steve Wood and Scott Hahn and so many of these other brilliant men, they said, well, let's just see what these early Christians wrote. And so they would read the scriptures, and then when they read the writings of Ignatius of Antioch and Polycarp and Irenaeus, they couldn't believe it. The early church was thoroughly Catholic. It had the sacraments, it had a hierarchy, it had a pope in Rome, it had bishops, priests, deacons, it had obviously the sacraments, the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, you know, devotion to Mary. And so by reading the early church fathers, right now it's about 1,000 Protestant ministers have become Catholic in the last 20 years. And a lot of it was through the reading of Scripture and the reading of these early church fathers like Polycarp. So I'll give you a blessing now with the relic. The intercession of St. Polycarp, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.